Hello, this is episode 157 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome back. Today we'll read Acts chapter 18, and this week our Bible translation is the Common English Bible. Let's begin. Acts chapter 18. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus. He had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul visited with them. Because they practiced the same trade, he stayed and worked with them. They all worked with leather. Every Sabbath he interacted with people in the synagogue, trying to convince both Jews and Greeks. Once Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself fully to the word, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. When they opposed and slandered him, he shook the dust from his clothes in protest and said to them, "You are responsible for your own fates. I'm innocent. From now on, I'll go to the Gentiles." He left the synagogue and went next door to the home of Titius Justus, a Gentile God-worshipper. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household came to believe in the Lord. Many Corinthians believed and were baptized after listening to Paul. One night, the Lord said to Paul in a vision, "Don't be afraid. Continue speaking. Don't be silent. I'm with you, and no one who attacks you will harm you, for I have many people in this city." So he stayed there for 18 months, teaching God's word among them. Now when Gallio was the governor of the province of Achaia, the Jews united in their opposition against Paul and brought him before the court. "This man is persuading others to worship God unlawfully," they declared. Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, "If there had been some sort of injury or criminal behavior, I would have reason to accept your complaint. However, since these are squabbles about a message, names, and your own law, deal with them yourselves. I have no desire to sit in judgment over such things." He expelled them from the court, but everyone seized Sosthenes, the synagogue leader, and gave him a beating in the presence of the governor. None of this mattered to Gallio. After Paul stayed in Corinth for some time, he said goodbye to the brothers and sisters. At the Corinthian seaport of Cenchrea, he had his head shaved since he had made a solemn promise. Then, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila, he sailed away to Syria. After they arrived in Ephesus, he left Priscilla and Aquila and entered the synagogue and interacted with the Jews. They asked him to stay longer, but he declined. As he said farewell to them, though, he added, "God willing, I will return." Then he sailed off from Ephesus. He arrived in Caesarea, went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. After some time there, he left and traveled from place to place in the region of Galatia, in the district of Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Meanwhile, a certain Jew named Apollos arrived in Ephesus. He was a native of Alexandria and was well educated and effective in his use of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord and spoke as one stirred up by the Spirit. He taught accurately the things about Jesus, even though he was aware only of the baptism John proclaimed and practiced. He began speaking with confidence in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they received him into their circle of friends and explained to him God's way more accurately. When he wanted to travel to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples so they would open their homes to him. Once he arrived, he was of great help to those who had come to believe through grace. He would vigorously defeat Jewish arguments in public debate, using the scriptures to prove that Jesus was the Christ. May God bless the reading of His Word. Something that struck me in today's reading was in verses 5 and 6. Paul had told the Jews that Jesus was the Christ, and they opposed and slandered him. His response was interesting. What do many of us tend to do today when people don't accept our message? We try to change our approach. We try even harder to convince them that Jesus is who he said he is. But Paul shook the dust from his clothes in protest and said to them, "You're responsible for your own fates. I'm innocent. From now on, I'll go to the Gentiles." He didn't seem to fret over saving every last person he delivered the message to. Folks, we need to remember that our job is merely to deliver the message as faithfully and accurately as we can. It's not our job to convince. We can't. It's the Holy Spirit who convinces. Yes, we must be prepared to give an answer when people ask questions, but we cannot bring about the change in the human heart. Once we've delivered the message, our job is done. Now, that's not to say that we should take too casual an attitude about witnessing, however. Note that in verse 28, we're told that Apollos, quote, would vigorously defeat Jewish arguments in public debate, unquote. And here's the key part of the verse. It says, using the scriptures to prove that Jesus was the Christ. He defeated the Jews with the scriptures, not his own human arguments, but with scripture. Very important. Tomorrow we'll read Psalm 78. Hey, please don't forget to leave an honest review over at iTunes. I've got a quick link to leave your iTunes review over at lifespringmedia.com/love. And I'll thank you in advance for taking a couple of minutes to do that. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.